John, I know you had a late night last night because you were in Holland attending the Fennville Lawrence High School basketball game.
Oh, that's right, Tony. We got called in to assist with the administration of the game, given all of, given some of the unique circumstances. The school had, Fennville initially, had brought in a public relations specialist from Otsego Schools to help them through the first days of things happening on the ground in Fennville, and helping with the funeral, which will take place in Holland this morning. And then, when it came down to game administration, Andy Freshour and myself were brought in to help with, over 100 media, many of them national, that were in Holland. And, I mean, we were just having people literally walk in, as we approach game time, and trying to accommodate, the likes, of Sports Illustrated, the Sporting News, Inside Edition, CBS News, two crews from ESPN. SportsCenter was there all day long, and there's a documentary crew, which is now tailing the team, which will do something of a long-form video piece on Wes Leonard and, the story of a, small town and a, small town kid who was good in two sports and, who was a hero who was suddenly taken from us.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
There were an awful lot of moving parts, we got brought in to help with that.
For folks not familiar with the story, Fennville, Michigan, over in the Grand Rapids, where exactly is Fennville located, John?
Fennville is, it's in Allegan County.
Okay.
And so it is probably about 30 miles east-southeast of Holland.
All right. And Fennville, Michigan, 16-year-old basketball player Wes Leonard died 4 days ago of a heart ailment after collapsing on the court after sinking the winning basket in a game. Fennville was 20-0 unbeaten, state-ranked. They played their first district game last night, beating Lawrence High 65-54 at Hope College. And as John Johnson mentioned, the game was moved from Lawrence to Hope College. 3,500 fans were in attendance. It was sold out. MSU coach Tom Izzo and former Loyola Marymount star Bo Kimble both spoke to both teams yesterday. Kimble drove all the way from Philly on his own nickel. Izzo made the drive between MSU's basketball practice and his radio show. I know because I was at basketball practice yesterday. Lawrence and Fennville wore warm-ups to pay tribute to Leonard. Leonard's little brother was there. John, from a father's perspective, from someone who was just there watching what unfolded, step outside your job and tell me what you saw and what you thought and what you felt.
Well, what I saw was a great outpouring of community. Obviously, a great outpouring of emotion. And I can't overstate that sense of community, the way the two teams interacted, one, it's sportsmanship as it should be in our games. The things that the teams did together, is something which actually we could use a heck of a lot more of. The meal before the game at which both Bo Kimble and Tom Izzo, spoke, some people said, the two teams together for a pregame meal beforehand is, is that a first? I said, no, it's fairly unique. I've seen it happen before under some, different circumstances, say when a team has a long distance to travel. But it helped the kids, a lot of whom know each other already. It made it that much more personal to the kids. It had a personal connection for me as well, because I was just down there a few weeks ago to do a game between Fennville and Bangor, and this is a time when people are calling, trying to find they're trying to find their way back. They're trying to do their healing. And, you know, that started for me because the very day before I buried my father. And I wanted some normalcy back in my life, and I kept my game assignment for the NHSAA television network. And I wanted to see Wes Leonard play. You know, so I went down and did that game. And so, you know, when I got the call about 2 in the morning last Thursday, you know, and, you know, it was a little more than just hearing the story of a student dying. But watching the family, watching everybody interact, standing next to Coach Ryan Klingler next on the floor next to the game, and watching every one of those Lawrence players, I mean, just absolutely bawling, you know, coming up there and hugging the Fenville coach. They're just things that, you know, you probably never see again in a lifetime. But again, people were so respectful for each other. Both teams got full house standing ovations, Tony, when they came out on the floor from each other. You know, it was that kind of atmosphere. And even though the game was probably as intense and as hard fought, a basketball game, as I've ever seen, one, it represented for those kids and those coaches and those communities 2 hours of normalcy that in a world that's been abnormal since about 9:30 last Thursday night. And the sportsmanship was outstanding. And, you know, it was truly a once in a lifetime experience, to have gone through that and have been part of it last night.
Have you seen anything like that before, John?
No, absolutely not. I've not been close personally to anything like that. But you know, the superintendents, I have to give them great credit because their leadership was absolutely phenomenal. You know, and they talked about the healing nature sometimes of our games. You know, our games get rightfully criticized sometimes for being out of control. Even at the high school level. But this was a night where our games brought that sense of community, back for an evening. There was just a lot of good things that happened. You know, and of course, you know, today now the Fenville community has to rally in a different way. They have to bury this young man, and now they've got to get ready to play a team that they've beaten 3 times this year. Which is kind of unusual that you would face an opponent for a fourth time in a year in Bangor, but that's how it's worked out. They play in the same division in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. Then they met in the league's end of the season tournament, and so now they got to go back and they have to rally again and be up to the task to a Wednesday night basketball game. And everybody was kind of in agreement that the games would get progressively tougher for Fenville as the week went on, facing Lawrence first, then Bangor. Everybody knew that one would be in place because Bangor got a first round bye. And it's very likely that they'll play a very, very tough covert team on Friday night in the championship game if they are fortunate enough to prevail tomorrow.
Well, I imagine this trek that they're on will be very emotional. The funeral is today for Wes Leonard, and then they play tomorrow. I imagine they'll be playing before a packed house on Wednesday.
Well, the logistics are being worked on right now to possibly move that game with Bangor. Even it's supposed to be part of a doubleheader at Bloomingdale High School. Bloomingdale is the host of the district, and last night's game was a home game for Lawrence because of something new that the MHSA is doing with the draws of its tournaments. A district, if all the schools agree, can do something can take the home team according to the draw, and the home team can host. Part of that is done for actually situations like what happened with this district. Small communities, smaller gyms, and there were 3 games last night in that district. And so they were to be played at Lawrence High School, at Bovert High School, and at Bloomingdale High School. And so they went with the home team draw, but Lawrence only holds 800 to 1,000 people. And it would have been tight had everything been normal. And, you know, the first people who confronted me on the court after the game were the Bangor AD, the husband of the Bloomingdale superintendent, and the superintendent of Fenville. And, you know, they said, we got to talk about this. And I said, well, we're certainly not going to decide anything here tonight. And we brought Tim Schoenfeld in, the athletic director at Hope College. And one of the first things I got to say about as soon as I mentioned Tim's name is, once Fenville and Lawrence decided that the game had to move, and they approached Hope College, Hope donated everything last night. They donated the building, and if you haven't been in DeVos Hall, folks, it's an absolutely marvelous setting for a basketball game. They donated all of their people, and now they're being asked to do at least provide the facility, and you know maybe try to get their costs covered a little bit, maybe not only tonight for tomorrow night's game, but quite possibly for a final game on Friday if Fenville advances to the championship game. Fenville took 2,000 tickets and sold all of them.
John, are you going to be at that contest on Wednesday night?
I haven't been told yet.
Okay.
we got brought in to help our schools. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically we'll stand at the ready to see what we can do to help our schools through this. Obviously balancing that with you know, many other things that are going on at this time of year, because you know, we've got gymnastics and swimming and ice hockey. State championships this week, you know, regionals and girls basketball. But, you know, between wrestling, some other things, and now this, you know, I haven't had much to focus on for the last 36, 48 hours other than this game.
All right, John, I will probably give you a call later today. We want to get your take on what the final decision was made on where these teams will play. So I'll call you later today to set up tomorrow. John Johnson is with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, thanks so much for your time. Great storytelling.
Thank you, Tony.